harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 51. As the weather warms up, I want to eat more fresh foods that put me in the mood for spring. Named after the season itself, this week we will be talking about pasta primavera. Except we are going to call this all primavera because we will be using spaghetti squash as a replacement for noodles. This dish is customizable. You can use almost any vegetables that you like. Early seasonal crops include peas and asparagus. Feel free to trade out vegetables as you will. Our focus is on making this dish fresh. There are many different methods for cooking spaghetti squash, but I find the easiest is to cut the squash in half lengthwise, brush with olive oil, salt, and pepper, and roast at 425 degrees. With larger squashes, you might get a more even bake if you cut them again into quarters. If you already have a favorite cooking method, use it. We are hoping for al dente noodles for this recipe. Ingredients: 1 large spaghetti squash, salt and pepper, 2 garlic cloves grated or pressed, 5 large basil leaves, 1 lemon juiced, Parmesan cheese, olive oil, and for the vegetables, again, you can switch them out depending on your preference, 1 zucchini chopped, 1 yellow squash chopped, 1/2 a red or orange bell pepper sliced, 1/2 a bunch of asparagus chopped, 1/2 a cup of snap peas or green beans, chopped, 1/3 of a cup of carrots julienned, and 1/2 a red onion sliced. Preheat your oven to 425 degrees. Carefully slice your spaghetti squash in half lengthwise, scoop out the innards, and potentially cut across the width of the squash into quarters for more even cooking. Rub the squash flesh with olive oil, salt and pepper, and any other seasonings you might desire. Place on a lined baking sheet and put into the oven for about 35 to 45 minutes. While the squash is baking, chop the rest of your vegetables into manageable pieces, placing them all into a bowl. Make sure your ratios of one vegetable to another looks pleasing and fresh to you. Test your squash every so often by poking it with a fork. The squash is done when the fork inserts easily. Allow the squash to cool for about 10 minutes before handling. While the squash cools, heat olive oil in a large pan or pot and sauté the rest of the veggies, adding pinches of salt and pepper to taste. As the veggies become softer, use a fork to separate and scrape the squash flesh into the mixture, stirring in the noodles. Remove from heat. Toss in Parmesan cheese and chopped basil. In a small bowl, grate the fresh garlic into the lemon juice and pour about 1/2 of this dressing into the dish, tossing again. Reserve the rest for individual use. Serve immediately and enjoy. You can find this recipe, along with some pictures, on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Please send any reviews or pictures of your own creation to sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. De-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-o-de-de-